Hiya, I'm Tiff. I'm Miss Adventurous, and this week I'm trying something a little bit different. I've come to realize that money is a really big taboo subject, no matter where you are, what job you have, your life situation, where you are in the world, how old you are. The one constant thing that everybody has in common is that, or most people, except for, the hippies and the vegans that have their earth ships, the big constant is the fact that everybody uses money. And I'm really interested in the difference and the sort of perspectives that people have and how people look at money, because I guess how much you make would really influence how you view money. So I'm going to start small, start grassroots with people that I know, have a chat with them who I think you'll find are probably in a very similar state to where I am. At some point, I'd like to speak to someone who's probably doing the same thing as me so that I can give you my own perspective of, how I value money and everything like that. This is going to remain anonymous. So whoever I speak to, and if you do want to have a chat with me about money, awesome, please do get in touch. But I think there's a real beauty in the fact that people can freely talk about this money and how much they earn, how much they pay in tax, how much they've got in the super, without feeling like they're going to get chased after and things like that. And that'll be a really big thing. And the more people that I speak to, I think it will be just really interesting to speak to people on really different sides of the coin. So from, 15-year-olds who have just started and what they spend all their money on, to big CEOs and, their, I don't know, 5 gram a day coke addiction and things like that. So don't know where I'm going to go with that just yet, but it's definitely a start. So here is the very first edition of So This Is Where My Money Goes.
So my money goes towards.
No, just
Oh,
say
this.
you're the same.
So this is where my money goes.
Do you know how much you make in a year?
A year, I make about 50,000 per year without overtime, so not including overtime and as a base salary. So I talk about like per week and whatnot. That's a lot easier for me to break down.
Okay, tell
Yep.
me how much you make a week.
So roughly between. So I'll make about 890 take home, 890 to 1100 a week taking home, depending on overtime and Saturday work.
Right.
So that's between 1100 and 1500 a week.
So then what's the most you've taken home? 1500?
Taking home 1100.
Right.
Currently.
And that's after tax.
After tax.
God damn, that's good.
Yeah.
How many hours a week are you working then?
Ooh, that's about up to about 50 hours. So logged on, like written down in the timesheets, about 48 hours a week. And above that, a lot more. So realistically, it's about 51 hours, 52 hours a week.
Right. And contractually, you're full-time, casual, part-time.
Casual, but full-time hours.
Do you like that?
Oh, 100%. I think working casual at a full-time hours, you have the flexibility of a casual, but security of a full-time. Having constant work and not where I'm at now is I'm not relying on where I'm going to be working next. I know that I'll have a job, so having at the pay rate of a casual is pretty good. But obviously no bonuses, no leave or sick leaves, that sort of thing. If I need to earn money, I have to work no matter what.
Does that change your mentality of your job?
No, I don't think so. I think it helps it. Being full time, there's a lot of obligations, and not being flexible with my hours and not having to really have an expectation to work harder than I have to. So now it's working at casual hours. Anything above what I'm expected to do is a bonus, and that's better on my side of things.
How old are you?
30.
What is your job?
So I am a laborer, construction laborer, which is very basic, like just a hand when things need to be done with no qualifications.
Do you normally need qualifications to get your job?
No, not at all.
How much experience have you had labouring?
In full-time construction, as a labourer, it's probably 4 to 5 years now, but I've been working in other construction jobs for more than 10 years.
Are there people in the same age as you working your job? In your
Yes,
role?
very much so. Labour work and labour hire is everywhere. I think it's one of those jobs where, especially in New South Wales, anyone without qualifications can make it
Yeah.
in the society without a
What's your hourly rate?
27 per hour. And that's not EBA. If it's EBA, which is a union job site, it's 30 plus, 35 plus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that like the dream?
It's ideal, but I don't hope for it because where I'm at is a very good job site. Good safety, which is very important. And sometimes you have to make sacrifices of travel. So a lot of EBA sites will be either be in Sydney or 2 hours drive away. Now I'm 2 hours drive away. I like where I'm at, 20 minutes away. Yeah, I think that's a good compromise.
How hard was it to get your job?
I walked to the office and signed my life away. So where I'm at now, like the actual, to get a job for this company is just, you're interested. You've got induction white card, which allows you to work in construction in Australia. And that's it. Just signed it up. Walked into the office and signed it up straight away. But for my job site, they needed someone. And I was suggested from a friend who couldn't make that job site.
So it was like a word of mouth
thing. Yeah.
Moving on to your life. So where do you live?
I live in Wollongong.
How much money do you pay in rent?
I pay nothing in rent at the moment. My landlord refuses to take money off me, but I've got a plan to make sure he gets it.
Well, that's amazing. You don't pay rent.
No.
Do you know how much rent would be if you were to pay rent?
Yes, so it'd probably be about 150 to 200 a week.
And how much do you spend? So you said that you make 1100. That's your average, mm-hmm. right?
Average is about 1000.
How much of that do you spend on bills?
On bills, which would right now would just be rental, the putting aside part, rental, food, and petrol. That would be groceries. I think it's about, sure. So about 150 on the rental side, 50 for petrol in a week, and about 100 for groceries, which is excessive. That's including snacks and things that I really don't need.
All spent in the supermarket.
That's all spent in the supermarket, yeah. That's including like fast food. If I can't be bothered cooking, I'll go get that as well.
Do you have a phone?
Yes.
Do you pay for that?
Yes.
How much do you
pay? It's about 40 per month.
40 a month?
Yeah.
Do you have any debts?
No, none to institutions. Yeah. So family, which is a bit different.
Yeah. Are you actively paying off your family debts?
No.
Do you have any other outgoings?
Like,
do you have any hobbies?
Yes, I do. A lot of it's driving, so a lot of it's petrol, which is included part of the bills. Just go on adventures and whatnot. So nothing that really takes a lot of my income. It's more my time.
You don't go to the gym, you don't go shooting, you don't go kayaking.
Nothing.
But when it comes to disposable income, so you've got $1,000 a week, 300 of that goes to outgoings
mm-hmm.
and necessities.
Yep.
Then how much do you allow yourself to have disposable income out of that 700 that's left?
Probably about 100 a week. Yeah.
Does that include, going out for dinner, going out for drinks, that sort of thing, social?
Half and half. A lot of my basic will be part of that income. So that 300 is all part of groceries and petrol will be part of the outgoing. So I'll take into effect of, is it necessary? Can I cook? Can I not cook? And how necessary is this, let's say, going out for dinner? Will it be like, what's the excessive cost versus cooking at home? And also the mentality of socializing, because it's very important.
So how many nights a week will you go out?
Probably 1 to 2 nights a week.
And how much do you spend roughly?
An average about 30 per night.
And what will you usually do when you socialize? Will you go out for dinner? Will you go out for drinks?
Mainly dinner and coffee.
So roughly, if it's, let's say it's two.
Mm-hmm.
2 nights a week, $60. So now you're on 360. What happens to the other 640?
So my savings plan is usually if it's 900 a week, I'll put 600 away straight to savings.
So every week, will you do that without fail?
Yeah. The moment I get paid, it's straight to savings. The rest...
you live on the other three or whatever.
Yeah.
What are you saving for?
I'm trying to save up for a passion project, which has been in the works for a few years. And I need to save for my living expenses and my travel costs to do these things.
Have you estimated your travel costs and how much all this will cost?
Yep. So,
do you have a goal?
My minimum goal is 15,000, and ideally it'd be about 20,000. That includes a big sum of it will be to a purchase for travel. And the rest will be the living expenses. But this is all contingency, like just in case anything happens, I plan to work on the way to make up for it. Yeah. So whatever I save up now and the X amount that's left over from the big expenditure, it will be just in case things hit the fan.
What sort of income do you hope to make in 5 years? So you're saying that your weekly income is about 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
In 5 years time, can you see yourself making that same amount, maybe more, maybe less?
I'd say more. After my project, it should be ideally opening my own business. And
so you have a higher turnover then?
Obviously, you have your own income, like an hourly wage for yourself, but for the business income, it'd be a lot more. So roughly 2 to 3 times the amount.
Talking about retirement, you have a goal of saving $20,000 for the next, say...
2 years.
How much do you think you will need to have to retire in terms of... Can be whole wealth, can be assets in that, can be money put away? Like, what do you think... What would make you turn around and retire with?
For the rest of my life, I think it's a hard one because... That's always changing. It's very much an existential decision of how much I can use to survive. So right now, like for my project, I'm estimating about 100 max per week. That's on nice. $100 a week.
On living.
Very, very basic. Very minimalist. And if that can carry on to retirement, which is very good, but also understanding the decision to settle down and have, I guess, the nest to rely on, or keep doing this project and retire in a place where you don't need such, I guess, a backup plan, so to speak.
When you say a backup plan?
Like a house or a retirement fund, let's say. It's more of having a basic amount to survive, which I can also scavenge up myself. Like, let's say if I need to fish... I don't really need to, like, I buy a sailboat and live on the sailboat and fish for the rest of my life until I'm gone, versus having a nest egg and relying on that. And then the stresses of what happens as I get older, how do I take care of myself, who takes care of me, that sort of thing.
Mm. When was the last time you checked, like, a super account of yours?
Probably 6 months ago.
And... Are you happy with how much is in there?
I think so. Using what I had in there, I can probably survive for 15 years.
Wow.
On the basic amount, like on...
The $100 a week.
Yeah.
Do you think that you could live comfortably on $100 a week for the rest of your life?
That's always changing, but right now I think I can. I've lived very comfortably on less.
In Australia?
In Australia. Not including rent, but... If I was to go for the sailboat option, that's very, very easy to complete. But if I was renting, different story. The cost of rent plus the expenditure, I think I can definitely do that. It'll bring it down to maybe 8 years, 10 years at the moment. This is without working for quite a big sum to earn to build up the super.
Would you do it, or would you want to have the cash?
Undecided yet. I think it's a goal to be... self-sufficient, but also not have to worry. Like, it's like not having to worry about surviving, but also being able to do things. Like the purpose of living a shorter life, but having a fulfilled life. Intensive expenditure.
What do you need to have a fulfilled life? What are the big things that mean you're fulfilled life?
Money isn't a concern. I think it's more activity. Obviously, some things you do need the equity to do those things, but there's also a sacrifice of living simpler to allow those things to happen. An observation of in our society now is having certain equity and funds and housing, whatnot, the stresses to build that up or to have to acquire those things, and then to retire, we sometimes lose touch of what our purpose is. And having to not stress about those things and accepting what I can do without such funds, I think I can do that, I guess. to fulfill, have a fulfilled life without having the, like, the normal social expectations of a house, retirement fund, this and that.
Would you say that you're living within your means right now?
100%. 100%. I think it's, I guess the first question would be what my value of money is. I'd say I'm money hungry so that I can fulfill a purpose, but I don't value money that the way that normal society does.
How do you value it then?
I value money as a way that it fulfills a basic need, and need being as part of like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, food, warmth, shelter, those needs, as opposed to, oh, I need these pair of shoes, or I need this car, or I need this status. It's more of how much I can earn so that my purpose in life can be fulfilled.
And what is your purpose?
I think my purpose is to try and give back, but uncover, I guess, the essence of what everyone's purpose is in life. Because I've gone through my own like darkness and shit that I'm not afraid. I'd say I'm not afraid of death because I've come close to it. So I don't value society's expectations of what I need to do to survive. Because a lot of people go through life fearing death, so they need to be this or be that and acquire this and acquire that. So my needs are more get my, or acquire this equity so that I can fulfill a purposeful life, because I don't fear death anymore.
Who'd have thunk it that when we first sat down and started talking about money that we would have ended with the fear of death or lack thereof? See what I mean about how money is so different to everybody's life, to every single person's life, that there's reasons and there's motivations as to why we look at it the way that we do. So interesting. So cool. If you do want to talk to me about money, and if you have a really interesting take on money, I'd love to hear from you. Hit me up, thgrouge@gmail.com, or just send this to your mates.